Spencer Rivers here with the Tuesday edition of Well, What Do You Know? Some bad news or unpleasant news or unwelcome news about the coronavirus. Public places may have to shut off their air conditioning this summer because the way the air conditioning recirculates the air can spread the coronavirus. Yikes. A pub in Cornwall, England has installed an electric fence in front of the bar inside to keep people a safe distance from the bartenders. Here's another sign of just how unprepared this country was for the pandemic. Houston, having trouble tracing coronavirus cases because they're relying on the lab's faxing results on one machine. Still using a fax machine. A study found that if airlines would just stop selling middle seats, it would cut the risk of catching the coronavirus on a flight by half. Florida just broke the record for the most coronavirus cases in one day, and people there are still holding anti-mask rallies. Well, how about some good news, maybe? It's Krispy Kreme's birthday on Friday, and they are giving out free dozens of donuts to celebrate. If you buy a dozen, you'll get a dozen for free. And a guy in England was eating McDonald's outside last week when a seagull tried to grab his food, and the guy responded by biting the seagull. Now he could be facing up to 6 months in prison for injuring a wild bird. What else do we have today? Maybe one more thing. Let's see here. If you're traveling to New York, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, says people visiting New York from other states will have to provide contact information when they arrive and begin to quarantine. And if they don't, they face a $2,000 fine. Well, I won't be going there. All righty, that's it for Tuesday. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you on Thursday.